KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, a bill that will give parents of private school students state tax money to cover tuition and other expenses. Through applause, groans, and emotional testimony at the State House hearing Tuesday, Chris Wilger, executive director of the Iowa Advocates for Choice in Children, told legislators the bill will blast the doors open for parents who want to send their kids to a private school.
This act goes a long way to give some parents a choice who otherwise don't have one.
Critics say the proposed $5,000 state grants for newly enrolled private school students will divert scarce public resources. According to Cindy Garlock of Cedar Rapids, a retired educator, there is no evidence vouchers increase student performance.
Aren't we here about students and what's best for our students? Or are we here to shuffle public dollars off into private entities?
Andrew Dunn, a senior at Okoboji High School in Milford, told lawmakers that unlike public schools, private schools are not accessible to all students.
Education has truly been one of the foundations for success in Iowa, and our public schools are institutions we ought to take pride in. Public schools should be fixed, not abandoned.
If the bill becomes law, the bill's sponsor says next year about $50 million of state money would be given to the parents of kindergartners starting out at a private school and to parents who remove their children from a public district and enroll them in a private school. The bill is scheduled for debate in the House Education Committee today. Well, a public hearing will be held this evening at the high school in Atlantic with regard to a five-year extension of the Instructional Support Levy, or ISL, for the Atlantic Community School District. The district received over $708,000 from the ISL last year. A hearing on its renewal takes place as part of the regularly scheduled Atlantic School Board meeting that begins at 5:30 at the high school media center. The ISL, as allowed by Iowa code, may be used for any general fund purpose. And as proposed, the levy would be in effect from July 1st, 2019 for a period of 5 years. The proposal states additional funding for the ISP for a budget year will be determined annually by the Board of Directors, that being the Board of Education, and will not exceed 10% of the total regular program district cost for the budget year, and monies received under Iowa code as a budget adjustment for the budget year. Monies received by the district for the ISP may be used for any general purpose fund, but will not be subject to collective bargaining and will not be used for employee pay or benefits. In addition, the instructional support levy will be funded by instructional state aid and a combination of instructional support property tax levied annually upon the taxable property within the district, beginning with a collection of property taxes on July 1st, 2019, and an instructional support income surtax imposed annually for each budget year not to exceed 20% and to be determined annually by the board for each budget year, to be imposed on the state individual income tax effective December 31st, 2019 and each year thereafter. Following the public hearing on the ISL renewal, the school board will decide on whether or not to take action on adopting a resolution to continue the ISL for a period not to exceed 5 years. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on resignations and contracts or letter of assignments. Discussion items include summer 2018 capital projects planning, which includes the purchase of a propane bus, committing $100,000 toward the future HVAC needs, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, replacing the high school one-to-one computer protective covers, replacement batteries for laptops, and some refurbished laptops, estimated cost total of $37,000. Also, the capital planning would include equipping 6th through 8th grade students with Chromebooks at $145,000, replacement of the middle school bleachers, an estimated cost of $108,000, and converting the high school gym lighting to LED by changing the fixtures, which would result in a saving of electricity. And the board will act on a resolution pertaining to improvements of the district's athletic facilities, which calls for the current athletic fields of the middle school to remain intact, with improvement being made to the current sites without the need to relocate. It also specifies the goals and commitments toward the project, the establishment of a timeline and deadlines within the timeline. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup said Tuesday that Jamie Behrens, a registered nurse and director of home and community-based services for Southwest Iowa Home Health Providers, have been instrumental in helping the Fremont County Sheriff's Office provide public safety to the citizens of Fremont County. Jamie and her team work on emergency preparedness grants for local law enforcement, and Tuesday she presented the sheriff 10 ballistic response kits and 10 tourniquets for his deputies. The kits contain valuable first aid items to combat major wounds, such as gunshots and major lacerations that may occur in active threat situations. Behrens was able to get a kit for each deputy on the sheriff's office. She and Southwest Iowa Home Health are also the ones that provided the AEDs last year that played a vital role in service to the citizens. The AEDs, or automatic external defibrillators, have been used numerous times in life-saving situations. And Sheriff Astrup says he wants to thank Jamie and her amazing team for all their hard work in providing those services. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Monday arrested 32-year-old Nicole Marie Nicholas of Farragut. The woman was taken into custody at the Fremont County Sheriff's Office on a Page County felony warrant for domestic abuse, assault, choking, or bodily injury. Nicholas was transported to the Page County Jail, where she was being held without bond. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.